Actually started Rockwell quite a while ago. It's been nearly 35 years. And Rockwell was developing industrial computers. And I wanted to design computers, so I came. Had trouble getting a job, so I actually went in my basement. I sat there for about 6 weeks. I designed my own computer, and I brought my schematics, my source code, pictures of the computer, and I laid them out, and I got a job that day. My name is Dave Vasco, work for Rockwell Automation. I'm Director of Advanced Technology.
Awesome. And so, why don't you tell us a little bit about the story of how you came to work at Rockwell Automation?
I actually started Rockwell quite a while ago. It's been nearly 35 years. And Rockwell was developing industrial computers. And I wanted to design computers, so I came. Had trouble getting a job, so I actually went in my basement. I sat there for about 6 weeks. I designed my own computer, and I brought my schematics, my source code, pictures of the computer, and I laid them out, and I got a job that day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why do you think so many have had such a long tenure at Rockwell?
It's an interesting place to work. I never thought I would stay here this long, but the job changes all the time. There's always interesting things to do, new challenges. So every 3, 5, 7 years, something new comes along, and I can try it. It's like working at different places. And there's so much to try here, and I think there's a lot of loyalty with the customers and the experience and working with them and the tight coupling that goes with that.
Okay. So what is the Connected Enterprise?
Oh, the Connected Enterprise really is our vision of the Industrial Internet of Things, of smart manufacturing, of connecting all the pieces of the factory together and connecting it to the ecosystem, the external ecosystem as well.
Mm-hmm. And so what are some of the driving factors behind why someone would want to do that?
There's many, many reasons. Mainly it's getting more out of your equipment, so making the equipment more productive, increasing the uptime, decreasing the unplanned downtime, which can be incredibly expensive. So just making the whole plant more productive, more sustainable.
So you're responsible for R&D and global product standards. What does that mean?
So right now, you talk about the Connected Enterprise. It's developing the technology to be able to connect all these things together. But to really make that work, you think about big data that you're trying to do data analytics. You want to have standards so when you share that data, it can be easily exchanged. So we participate in global standards. Things like the IEEE that are defining communication networks and wired, wireless, and cellular networks. Things like the IEC that are defining the formats for different industrial equipment. We work on standardizing that with our competitors, with our customers, and trying to actually find standard solutions so we can exchange the data quicker.
So a common question I've asked is, if you were to compare Rockwell to one of the kind of consumer tech giants,
yeah,
which one would you say Rockwell is most similar to?
Oh boy, that's hard. Our space is different than most of the consumer companies. I mean, we're very, very intimate with our customers. And with the industrial manufacturing, it has to be something that is there for a long time, so longevity. So I think you'd look at companies that have been there for a while that have had rich histories. I mean, we have people like Harley-Davidson and Johnson Controls have been here for a long time, but companies are a bit sustainable who have found what the trends are, how to adapt, how to innovate, and continue to innovate. That's really where we're at.
So tell us a little bit about the history of Rockwell, starting at Cone Bradley and how it's kind of evolved over the decades.
It's been continuous innovation. So really, you think about the initial invention was a motor controller, just starting with a clamp, like an old wood clamp, where you compress some carbon discs and actually control the motor, and that was 100 years ago. And that was the start of it. But there was a patent that really started there, and the innovation has really continued. So going to relays and then doing programmable controls, where we did all these things and control all the machines using electronic controls, and then networking all these things together. And then finally, with the Industrial Internet of Things and the Connected Enterprise, using things like augmented reality and using things like artificial intelligence and analytics to really get the most out of what's there.
So Rockwell, or Allen Bradley, really got started around the time of the Second Industrial Revolution.
Yep.
And so we've since been through two more. Now we're in the middle of the Fourth Industrial Revolution. that's what the name of this documentary is about. And I think it's similar to Industrial Internet of Things or the Connected Enterprise. If I were to say Industry 4.0, what would that mean to you?
So Industry 4.0 means a lot to different people. To be honest, I think in sometimes it's a very general term. It means same thing as smart manufacturing or Industrial Internet of Things. Sometimes it refers to the German activities, the German platform, and the activities that are going on in Germany on a specific effort there. But it really talks about connecting these things together. And the truth is, we've been there for a couple of decades. We've been able to connect machines together, to internetwork them, to have them work together. What's changed is today we're able to do it at scale. The processing power is there, the networking's there. The artificial intelligence has really developed to the point where you can actually leverage this data, and the analytics are there to leverage it. So now it's so much easier to do than it was before. I know you spent some time in Australia. I did my first smart manufacturing project in Australia 2 decades ago, and we applied autonomous agents and artificial intelligence to a steel mill there, and that was some 20 years ago. And what's changed is really the number of people required. We had about 300 people working, touching that project to get it to work. If we had to do it today, it'd probably be about 6 people. I'd love to be able to do it where you just connect the parts together and it worked.
Let's talk about some products that Rockwell has that kind of meet this, serve this Connect Enterprise or Fourth Industrial Revolution.
So for products to help with this, with things like FactoryTalk Analytics and Logix AI, actually providing analytics where you need them, from all the way down to the device, to on-premise, to in the cloud, to be able to find problems, solving things like unplanned downtime, where if you go to an automotive plant, it can be $20,000 a minute for unplanned downtime. And if you can get them running faster, that makes all the difference. Things like Logix AI, actually doing machine learning directly in the factory floor where you need it very quickly, and doing it without putting a PhD and shipping
Logix AI, you said?
Logix AI, yeah.
Is that a controller, or is that a module for the Control Logix platform?
It's actually artificial intelligence in the chassis right when you need it that runs in the control platform.
Yeah. I didn't actually know about that.
Yeah, well, that's to show you. It's
awesome, yeah. Tell us about this building or Milwaukee.
Milwaukee has been a home for Rockwell Automation. And we love the town. I am actually new here myself. This has been about 10 years for me. But I enjoy the community. It's Midwest. It's friendly people. It's the golden rule. And it's a really good community for innovation. There's a lot of people here doing some remarkable work. We have a strong academic environment with the schools that are here, and that's really helped a lot too.
So, where were you prior to moving in here to Milwaukee?
Actually, I started in Cleveland, and I actually worked in Cleveland for about 26 years in the Rockwell facility there. And I watched that grow from a very small start in a small building to bigger and bigger to newer facilities. And
so, this is your corporate headquarters.
Yeah.
And maybe tell us about some of the other offices. Like, so you have the Cleveland office. Do you have, a production facility? You do some of the manufacturing actually here in the States.
Yes. Actually, we're putting manufacturing in this building itself. So we're actually putting an advanced manufacturing line on this floor. And we want to showcase the best and the most innovative manufacturing around. And that'll be a showcase, but it'll actually be a full production facility shipping our parts. We're doing a contactor line here. But we have lines in Twinsburg. We have an exceptional line in Twinsburg. And that's one of the things we do. We sell analytics, but we also use them ourselves. And we continually use that to drive productivity. Our version of the Connected Enterprise, installing the Connected Enterprise and actually leveraging that, has driven about 4 to 5% productivity improvement per year at our facility. And if you go into the facility, you'll see screens all over, actionable screens about what's happening. Everybody at the facility can see what's happening. They can recommend changes, and they do. We have people there that are operators that are seeing things that are happening and recommending changes for productivity to make it better.
Well, I'd love to come back out when that smart manufacturing facility goes online here.
We'll have to have you back. I think that'd be great.
I'd love to.
You have an open invitation.
Thank you so much. Do you have any questions for me?
So you're traveling all around. You're doing this great tour. You're looking at Industry 4.0. Can you tell me about something about this?
I really saw an opportunity, a void within the market. I saw things shifting towards more of a personal branding, personal video content I saw it being really prevalent in consumer tech products, like when a new iPhone comes out, they ship it out to all the influencers or the YouTubers, and they do reviews, and they have actively engaged followings. And I didn't really see that same trend for industry, for companies like Rockwell and the likes. So I was like, well, why not be that independent person that goes around, talks to these people, and just shares my own personal opinion? And so that's just kind of the idea, and it's kind of since taken off. And it's not, I'd say it's not as glamorous as it sounds. The road trip itself has been a lot of work, but it is really amazing. I think life is not meant to be easy. I think it is really meant to be challenging, and that's really where you do get those maybe brief bursts of joy and satisfaction, preceded and followed by hard work and challenging yourself. And so my message is to anyone listening is find out what makes you happy, and figure out what the world needs that you can bring, right? And there's, I think, this cross-section of your passion and what the world needs. And for me, that's where I saw, personalized video content, creative, personality within industrial automation, and to just kind of help bring those messages to market. Maybe there's something out there like that for you listening, or maybe even within a company, someone working at Rockwell, maybe there's a voice within inside you that you might want to share. And so that's also why I do this, is to help activate other people. I can do only so much myself, but if I can help amplify other people, if I can help get other individuals involved in creating video, I see video as it's very much a parallel to smart manufacturing and industrial Internet of Things. Video is a digital technology that can help propagate messages around the world. And so I really get excited by that. And also, it has really done awesome things for my career as far as being able to travel, being able to kind of work remotely. And so that's really awesome as well, too. So
I think you're onto something. I do. I think video is powerful for conveying messages, even for training. So we used to have people go to classes and they get ready to fix some piece of equipment. And now with augmented reality, we're actually trying to provide information when people need it. So they may be approaching equipment and watching a just-in-time video training of how to fix that equipment, or maybe have somebody watching what they're doing and helping them along, or maybe going through a checklist. But however they want to take the content in, they take it in. Yeah. And I think that's what you're doing. You're really looking at these little video segments. I've seen your videos on how you approach this. I think it's a great way of doing it.
And I do get some critique. Obviously coming from a system integration background, I'm very much technical.
Yeah.
As you can tell, some of the questions I asked, they're obvious that I've worked with Control Logic's platform and some of the other technologies from the, Rockwell and the likes. But I am more so on the theoretical side, more the visionary side, the creative side. And so I kind of try to help bridge that gap between just the technology itself and then the broader audience that's actually using this technology, whether you're turning on the tap at home and how that water's getting there, or the electricity that's powering your house, or the fuel that's going into your car, maybe hopefully one day electric vehicles. But I think, like I said, I could just help amplify my own impact and bring my true value to the world. So I guess on a closing question is, what drives you personally?
So for me, I love the work that I do. I think I have the best job in the world. Every day we come in and they ask us to solve problems that probably have never been solved before. So it's this big puzzle. We have a bunch of creative people. We put our energies around this. It's a diverse team. And we get to solve these really incredibly hard problems that hopefully have some impact for mankind. And that drives me every day, and I enjoy it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for the interview, and thank you for doing what you do.
Zach, thank you.